The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. And what a terrible timing that was.
But it tastes good.
Oh, boy, but it tastes good. Oh, got to wash down that piece of donut. Mmm. That was right good. Hey, we got an email. Captain Don?
Yes, what did Captain Don have to say?
When the title of the email is Bay Country Bakery, and the first word is confession.
You know it's got to be good.
It's got to be good, yeah. Three times.
Three times.
This week, yeah. He was there three times this week.
I can understand that.
Hey.
It's easy to do.
He's hooked like a catfish.
There you go.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We were talking last hour about striped bass mortality and how Maryland claims to be the leader in the conservation efforts of striped bass by, you know, the well-intentioned 20-inch size limit that was, if I recall, fought by commercial and charter interests and then was reduced to 19 against the recommendations of the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission. And when they jumped it to 20, they found that the, what are they calling it? Dead discards. The floaters, the dead discards, the fish that are hooked, fought, unhooked and released and do not survive that process. Whatever it is, as Rudy explained, difference between air and water temperature, handling, you know, whatever it might be. So Maryland came out and said, hey, you know, we're patting ourselves on the back. We are leading the way here in striped bass conservation, despite the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, well-intentioned, well-meaning attempt to protect striped bass, and instead was counterproductive. What do you think? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Get to be that time of year, too, if you realize that the gestation period for white-tailed deer is 200 days, and you count backwards to from 200 days from, let's say, May 15th, that's going to put you right there about 1st of November. Let's see, November to December is 30. January is 60. February is 90. March, April, May is 180. So deer start to get bred and roughly end of October to the end of November, and then there's a second rut and a third, you know, all that stuff. But roughly that peak is first couple of weeks in November. So we're looking at 200. We're looking at fawns being dropped by white-tailed deer starting about now. So you're going to see increased activity of does going across the highway, because what a doe will do will be drop one fawn one place. It's a survival thing. And maybe go 100 yards, 200 yards, 300 yards, and place a fawn somewhere else. So, and then she will travel back and forth between the two for feeding and so forth at the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And the reason she's out there in the middle of the day, and you'll see single one deer traveling back and forth on tree lines and things like that, or out in the middle of a field in the middle of the day, is because she is feeding those fawns in the middle of the day and not at peak times for predators like early mornings and late evenings. Okay, so she's got them stashed. They don't smell like anything. Okay, the only way they do smell like something is if they get a lot of rain. And, you know, rain is not going to be good for fawns. It's not good for turkey poults or rabbits or anything else, because rabbits and turkey poults don't have any way to protect themselves from a cold night if they're wet during the day. So fawns are a little bit different. But according to E.W. Grimes, the president of the Bachman Valley Chair, no, I guess he's president of Maryland QDMA. Fawn recruitment in Maryland has dropped dramatically in the last 10 years. We're about 50%, which, you know, that's not good.
No, not good at all.
Not good for, I mean, if you like a robust herd. So, I mean, in some areas we got more deer than, you know, the carrying capacity of the land, or, and some, mostly farmers say that there's too many deer anyway, so that, you know, two deer on 700 acres is above their cultural carrying capacity. It's just some farmers. But the point of saying all that is that it is late spring is the prime birthing time for white-tailed deer, and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources reminds anyone who encounters a fawn to avoid disturbing it. While young deer often appear to be orphaned, in most cases the doe is nearby feeding and will return to care for her young. Newborn fawns have almost no natural odor, and their spotted reddish-brown coats help them blend into their surroundings. Fawns instinctively lie motionless when approached by potential predators. This seemingly helpless state is a behavioral adaptation that has helped white-tailed deer survive for ages. However, curious fawns will sometimes wander around new surroundings and may appear to be lost or distressed. Too often, people find and remove fawns from the wild, believing they are helping an orphaned animal when in fact they may be causing great harm. For the safety of both humans and wildlife, removing deer from the wild and keeping them in captivity is against the law in Maryland. Well-meaning citizens sometimes make it harder for wildlife to survive by picking them up or interfering with their natural surroundings. Wildlife and Heritage Service Director Paul Petito said, unnatural conditions of life in captivity can lead to malnutrition, injury, and stress at the hands of well-meaning captors. Wild animals that become accustomed to humans can pose health risks to people and pets and become dangerous as they mature. Let's work together to keep Maryland's wildlife wild. Because if we catch, this is not from Paul Petito, this is from me, because if they catch you with a wild deer in your possession, they will immediately euthanize it. They will not try to rehabilitate it. They will not try to release it into the wild. It will be killed because it has been habituated. Is that the word? To human behavior. Just saying that. That's coming from me. Anyone with questions about fawns or other young wild animals, encourage to contact the U.S. Department of Agricultural Nuisance Animal Hotline. 877-463-6497. Don't call us. Hands off from natural resources. What the hell? What the hell? Anyone with questions about fawns or other young wild animals is encouraged to contact the U.S. Department of Agriculture Nuisance Animal Hotline at 877-463-6497.
You sure that might not be a typo?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. DNR is telling you if you find a fawn,
talk to somebody else.
Talk to somebody else so we can keep our hands off of it. Comments. 410 WCBM 680 410 922 6680 is our phone number. Yeah. Hey, you know where the Coon Club is in Hampstead? 2855 Coon Club Road. Today, they're having a 3D archery shoot, so you might want to check that out. Stop by the website, coonclub.org, I think. And then tomorrow is a still target shoot. We used to call them turkey shoots, but it's still target shoot. You know, $2. Go shoot all day if you want. So check it out on the coonclub.org website. There you go. All right. We are waiting a call. Should I actually take another bite of a donut? That would encourage somebody to call, though. I may or not do that.
I know. It's a double-edged sword. You want to enjoy the donut, but you know, the moment you put it in your mouth, invariably, somebody calls. I mean, that's why you get robocalls at dinner time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They know to call you around dinner
you
time.
You know, they used to use live telemarketers.
Yes.
And now they don't.
No.
Because my answer to those people when they called me at dinner time, I would say, I got a question. Where are you calling from? And they'll say, well, we're in California. Oh, great. Okay. Look, I'm in the middle of dinner right now. I'd like to talk to you. So how about you're in California. It's 5:30 here, so it's 2:30 there. How about 8:30 tonight, our time? If you give me your home number, I'll call you. And usually they hang up at that point. So. That's so good. Ah! Thank you, Chuck. Got a text. Liberals at Yale hold a hunger strike so the young Republicans host a barbecue right next to them. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that. Rockfish. Butch and Denton. Morning, Butch.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Talking about Machard, killing the rockfish. What about the commercial netters?
Well, they're allowed to net them. You know?
If they catch something that's undersized, I mean, if it held up in the gills all night or something, they're dead.
Well, all depends on the netting technique.
I know a lot of them, the small ones.
Well, here's the thing, Butch. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're talking about gill netters,
right?
They can adjust the mesh size on the gill, on the net, to target the larger fish, and the smaller fish simply swim right through it.
But what is something about a quarter inch? Is that going to get
Butch, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they step on it. I don't know, and stretch it out. How do I know?
That's what I say. I mean,
you know,
I guarantee a lot of them getting there tangled up.
It could very well be. You know, I mean, the topic of striped bass conservation has been going on for decades. I mean, when I came to Maryland '83, we started a fishing magazine here. We were steps away from a moratorium, and I didn't know it.
Another question.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting and trapping magazine, how much fluorescent orange, I think, do you have to have?
Say that again.
Fluorescent pink, they said it's legal this year for women to wear.
Yep.
Hunting.
Yeah.
How much did he have to have?
250 square inches. A cap or a vest meets that qualification.
Because I noticed on that hunting magazine, the hunting trapping magazine, there's a woman there, a young lady, and she's got a very little bit on.
She got none on because she's bow hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't need it when she's bow hunting. You can wear full camo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's only with firearms or muzzleloader.
Okay, I got you.
She's obviously hunting in the rut because she's got a set of rattling antlers there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her bow, and she's got a very intent look on her face. Her cap's on backwards.
Yeah.
And she's in, looks like some real tree camo there. So she's ready to go. Except she doesn't have a face mask on.
I just seen a little bit of pink on her, you know.
Well, the pink is, let's see, the pink is the, looks like it's the trim on her, what is that, on her jacket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's got a jacket tied around her waist, and it looks like the trim is the brand on that. I can't see it very well what that is, but it's some kind of a branding mark, I believe. So.
What is the best way to take a rockfish off? I know you got to do it as fast as possible. What happens if they swallow the hook?
Well, if they swallow the hook, they're going to die. If it's an undersized fish, normally they're going to die.
Just cut the hook, let it go.
Well, that's probably the best.
Uh-huh.
Cut the hook off the line and let it go and let the fish work it out. If you can, without a lot of stress, on the fish and a lot of movement, cut the eye off of the hook. Have a sharp pair of cutters and cut the eye off the hook. That way the hook will be able to back out around the eye side, not around the barb side. See what I mean?
Yes, sir. I got you.
You know, I mean, if you just cut the line, it's fish is still going to have that hook caught in its throat. But if it's able to work it out somehow, then just make sure it doesn't have that barb to fight against on the other side. So you cut the eye off.
So what you're saying, if you take a file and file that little barb off the hook, that's better?
Well, sure, because, yeah, I mean, you can file it off. You can take a pair of pliers. You know, a barb on a hook is not something that's added. Okay? Uh-huh. It's sliced into the metal of the hook by a machine. So it's actually part of the hook. So you take a pair of needle nose pliers and just press that barb back down into the hook. You might have a little bump there, which is enough, but it certainly helps aid in the release of a fish.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, as far as releasing a fish that's hooked deep, a lot of people just cut the line and let it go. Well, that doesn't allow the fish to work that hook out past the eye. So, like I said, without a lot of stress, if you can cut the eye off the hook, then you've got a basically no resistance if that hook wants to come out the other way. I don't think the chances are good, depending on how deep the fish is hooked, either way, especially if, you know, you've hooked it down in the gills, you've hooked it down in the throat. It's not that good. So, because it makes it difficult for the fish to feed.
Well, that's what I've been doing, and I've been catching them anywhere from 10 to 14 inches, and they swallow it. I don't know if you take your time trying to get it out, stick something down there, or just cut the hook and let it go.
You know? I'd cut the hook in half, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, sir, you answered my question. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 410, WCBM 680, 410. 922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah, you're right, John B. You are right, no question. All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors for a minute. Stopped by there the other day. I was looking for something. Oh, I know what I was looking for. I was looking for swivels. And I bought a little pack of ball-bearing swivels. Very nice package and a very nice price on the ball-bearing swivels. I use them from time to time to tie a fluorocarbon leader to braid. It helps. And, you know, if you put a bead on above the swivel, then you don't reel the swivel into your rod tip. So that's a technique I've been using for a while. And, you know, you tie the fluorocarbon onto the swivel, you tie the swivel onto the braid, and then you tie your bait on the end of the fluorocarbon, and you've got a presentation that's, especially fishing for bedding fish like we do, it's a clear line down to the fish, and it doesn't see the line as readily as it would just throwing this green or gray braid down there, whatever it is. So I use that's what I was there for. And I also got a length of line as well while I was there. Anyway, Chesapeake Outdoors is your first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They're located at Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Ken Island, right off Route 50 there, of course. And they carry the great many crossbows and all different brands. Primarily, their big name is Raven, and then followed by Mission. And then, of course, they've got the Matthews Solo Cam bows. The Vertix was the one I was trying to think of. The Vertix, that's the new bow from Matthews. They've got those in stock, too. Shotguns and ammo, calls, decoys, and camo for turkeys, spring turkeys. They carry the Avian X decoys, which are very realistic looking. Rockfish, they've got Habanero custom baits, and all the trolling parachutes are on sale. All the parachute baits are on sale, 20% off, and so are the trolling Andy trolling rods, which is, you know, first choice here for Maryland anglers, is the Andy trolling rods. They are Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, with rods and reel and tackle for Chesapeake Bay and tidal rivers and freshwater fishing. Full selection of live and frozen bait, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, Yeti coolers and tumblers and bags, and their own brand of T-shirts. Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50, 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Their friendly staff awaits you today. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Maryland's eastern shore and Delmarva Peninsula, and all of Delaware, all of Virginia, all of Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, and the entire Mid-Atlantic region. And breakfast at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge is served from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. They're right on Route 50, and when I'm on 50, I'm headed to the going fishing or down the beach or working. You know, I can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery. I get a donut or a sandwich. It's a rare treat for me as a donut and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. I look for the highway sign. And even after your morning adventure from 11 till 2, if you like, you can grab a nice lunch by Dave and Gina Levy. They are trained chefs. And I used to say they strive to bring you the best, and Chris corrected me. They bring you the best. There's no question about it. 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East, you know, headed towards the beach. Think Big Donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by. Say hello, and maybe you'll see Robin and me there, or Chris, or Captain Dawn. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. They're ready to rock. If you're ready to go rock fishing, they're ready to serve you. And they're also ready to take you crabbing or fishing or perching or trout or bass or any kind of fishing you want to do. They do rod and reel repair. If you want to go hunting, you want to go turkey hunting, they got the ammo. They got the guns. They got the knives. They've got the hunting licenses. They've got everything you could need, want, or imagine for any type of fishing. That's for sure. Live bait, frozen bait. They even got the big old salty shiners. What do they call them? Big salties or gray black salties or something. But they work for everything, including snakeheads. That's for sure. Ugly Stick Rods, St. Croix, good selection of St. Croix rods, beautiful fishing rods, Shakespeare, Fluger, all the new rods and reels, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. They got it.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, nobody's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, Pete, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight, the possum ain't far, thari are thar. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam, he'll go good with candy yam. Doggone tootin', show as I'm shootin', possum fallin' for me.
Yeah, man. Scrape the fur off and stick a persimmon in his mouth and bake him. Like a ham. Gil in Finksburg, then Bob in Hyde, then Dale in Easton. Good morning, Gil. How are you?
Great, great. Doing good. I had a little turkey. You started out this show with a little turkey story.
I did, yeah.
Okay. I had one. I just bought a brand new. I've never dealt with turkeys before.
Right.
And I wanted to coast.
Okay.
And I've come home, I parked my truck, and I just figure, I'm just going to give this thing a try. I'm sitting in my truck.
Right.
And I broke the new collar out. And
right.
I scraped it a couple of times. And my surprise, I get an answer. About, you know, maybe half a block away or so.
Right.
But every time I scratched on it, you know, I get this answer. And I'm trying to call them in now, but they're not moving. And I fooled with it for about an hour, but every time I would, you know, cluck, they would, you know, answer me.
That's
come to find out, you know, I just got tired of, you know, trying to do it.
Right.
Come to find out about 2 weeks later, there's a gentleman up the road about a block away. He had two of them in a pen. That's why I couldn't bring them in. But, you know, we had two of them sitting in a pen up there, but they were answering me.
That's
I'm
funny.
I'm not good because, you know, they were answering me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't bring them in. But that was my turkey story.
Well, that's a good one.
Years ago, I fished a lot. I'm 73.
Right.
And I fished a lot in the bay. And it quite a number of years ago. But I was sitting out there under the bridge. And I seen two pelicans flying low to the bottom, you know, low
yep.
to the water, but they were heading north.
Okay.
Now, that's the first time I've ever seen pelicans, you know, in the bay up that far.
Yeah, up that far is right. There's plenty of them down around Crisfield, but you get them up here in the Bay Bridge area, they are a little far north in their range, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody else talk about that, and I just thought, yeah, but that was rare to see.
Yeah.
I can fly north.
That's good.
And another thing is Clyde's. I remember when Clyde's first started open.
Right.
I mean, I went to elementary school in Lansdowne with them.
Yep.
And the school was no longer there. But they started out with little hand lines, and it's just amazing, you know, the business that they've got over.
Oh, yeah, no question.
They would come down 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning with night crawlers.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, it's amazing, you know, the business that they established over the years.
No question. No question. 60-some years.
That was basically my turkey story.
That's a good one, Gil. I don't know if I can top that one. So.
Oh, well.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care now.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Gil. We got Bob in Hyde. Wants to talk about snakeheads, and then Dale in Easton. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
So I got a question for you. I got two questions for you. So I hear everybody talking about snakeheads down on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, plenty of them.
Down 50. And one question is, do you have any reports of any snakeheads up here in, like I'm up by Loch Raven?
No.
Gunpowder?
No.
Down by Rocky Point? Anything around there?
No.
No, everything's all the way down.
Potomac and the Eastern Shore and Southern Maryland. Southern Maryland is heavy duty. Potomac River's heavy duty, and the Blackwater region of the Eastern Shore. That includes the Chickamaucomico, that includes Marshy Hope. You know, there's all the tidal rivers on the lower shore just loaded up.
Loaded up?
Loaded up.
And how far, so I guess anything from, basically anything from Blackwater further down, I guess.
Yes, correct. That's a good way to figure it, yeah.
And then have you heard anything about the Crabbin report, especially down like Ocean City or back there?
Not yet. We keep waiting for the midwinter dredge survey to come out. Normally it's out by now, I've seen nothing about it. I heard it was okay, but you know, who knows? Now we had Rob and I had local crabs last night. We had some chop tank number ones, and they were delicious. Delicious. They were sweet, and they were full. They were wonderful crabs.
How good were they, Alan?
They were that good. Yeah, they were good. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
Yeah, I had trout last night that I got from the gunpowder. So
no, trouts are good. Yeah, trout are good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now did you ever butterfly them and fry them like that?
That's exactly what I did. I took my butterfly, them open.
Yeah.
Put a little Old Bay on it.
Yeah.
Some flour.
Yeah.
Pan with some butter and olive oil.
Yeah. Now, you totally deboned them?
No, I did not.
Ah.
I actually fried them with the bone.
Yeah.
And then that way the bones actually...
It just lifts right out. Yeah.
Lift them right out. And then obviously you still have a few bones in there. You got to be a little careful. But my gosh, was that delicious.
You want a tip for boneless butterfly?
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know how you clean them, but usually I take the heads and tails off, of course, all the fins, and scale them before I put them in the freezer. Okay?
Right.
When they're thawing out and still just a bit frozen, that's when you fillet them out. You put the head end in your hand towards you. You take your fillet knife and you go down along the outside of the rib cage on both sides, down to the back, and you can lift that while it's still semi-frozen. You can lift that backbone right out of there, and you have two totally boneless, if you want to cut them in half, or you can have one boneless butterfly.
Huh. I never thought about that.
Yep.
And then the meat doesn't get mushy like that?
No. No, I mean, this is right before you cook them.
Right.
So are you saying you cook them fresh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cook them fresh.
I cook them an hour and a half. Three and a half hours after I call them.
All right, try this trick. Put mayonnaise or Miracle Whip in the body cavity before you fry them up.
Okay.
Try that.
Right
in the body cavity. Fry them up. If you want to batter them, you can batter them. But, you know, I like the skin fried crispy on a freshwater trout, but that's me. Fry them in butter, mayonnaise, or Miracle Whip in the belly cavity, and see how that works.
Okay, good. All right, well, look, I got to run them.
All right, Bob, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Bye-bye. Dale in Easton, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. It sounds like you might have to make a minor adjustment in your medication level this morning after your sampling.
Oh, I've already modified, yeah. I've hit the needle twice. Chris keeps tempting me. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah, blaming on Chris.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. He's holding up the two donuts that are left.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
Take no prisoners.
No, I think Alan Summers even got one. I haven't heard the report back, but he's probably in a coma back there.
Yeah. Alan, to expand on Rudy's excellent comments about mortality.
Yes, sir.
One of the things you can do is if you have to bring those fish on board, wet your hands.
Get
your hands wet.
Yep.
Wet and, I use a wet rag, and if you use a net, you know the kind of net that I like.
Yeah, you like the rubber net rather than the plastic,
because again, it doesn't have the knots in it. Even though those knots might be small, they still can cause abrasions.
Yep.
On the side of those fish. So.
Where you scrape the slime off. That's where the bacteria has a chance to get in. Yep, you're right.
Exactly. If you can try to keep things as moist as possible, keep the fish wet and, have a nice wet rag on board.
What's the bacteria that's endemic in the bay for striped bass?
Macrobacterias?
I can't remember what it is.
I think there's more than one.
Sure, but the question I have is the fish that occasionally, and not like it used to be, but occasionally you'll find a fish with sores.
The spots and all, I can't recall it offhand.
Is that a fish that has been perhaps caught and netted and released and survived?
It can be. Any stress, any excess stress on a fish can leave that fish more susceptible to that sort of invasion.
And that could be a low oxygen or, you know, some other
anything. Attack. Right. Warm temperatures, improper feeding, things like that. It's just, you know, it's a myriad of factors.
No question.
So one final question. Anything in your bluebird box?
Nothing in the bluebird box. I just checked the other day. So
okay. I'm looking at a pair right now.
Really?
In mine. So
well,
keep at it. Don't mind it.
We will.
Mind it.
Yep, we will.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your morning.
I'm done. I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah. Take care.
Thank you. And by the way, it's mycobacteriosis.
That's it.
Myco, M-Y-C-O.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Alan.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Tackle Box Tim.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, I've just listened to your two callers ago talking about snakeheads.
Yep.
We do have a very robust population of snakeheads.
Put it mildly.
From Middle River to the Susquehanna Flats.
Really? Middle River to the Susquehanna Flats. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it this year.
Good.
I would guess it's the same deal as the Potomac.
They just
nasty, sloppy water and throw your top waters and chatterbaits and go at it. But, I have seen pictures from friends of up in Swan Creek on the flats. Middle River a few years ago, one of my friends that owns a marina actually had seen the fry doing little figure eights pilings in the marina.
Wow.
And the upper reaches of the Bush River also.
Yeah, we had another caller say they were caught in the gunpowder and in the Edgewood area.
So. Yes, they are rampant now.
Yeah, well, there's no stopping them.
No, it didn't take long.
No. Mm-mm. No, and they grow rapidly and they spawn a lot.
Yes, they do. And I encourage everybody to catch and enjoy them because they're supposed to be tasty.
That's what I hear. And yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes. The rabbit of fish. Yes. That's Chris's comment. They are like rabbits if we all get the drift. So chatterbaits, buzzbaits, black salties, shiners that you get at Clyde's. There's even bobbers that have been designed by some of the local guys that have beads, metal and plastic beads on both ends, you know, like stop bobbers.
Yeah, sort of maybe what they do down in the south for like.
Yeah, with a chatter bobber, you know, like a beaded bobber that makes noise when you bring it in. Yeah, yeah, they come with a little jig head on them. Yeah. So,
I did pick up a tip from you earlier in the hour about cutting the eye off the hook and having fish have a better chance of popping the hook out of its mouth if it got deep hooked.
Aha.
I will have to remember that, but I am a big proponent of always matching down barbs on hooks.
Listen and learn, Grasshopper.
As many white perch as I catch and people that I take along with me that aren't regular fisher folks, white perch also have, if they're feeding aggressively, they will take their little jig head down deep.
Oh, yeah, no question.
It's a whole lot easier to grab the pliers and just push in and turn and pull that jig head out. Or if it's hooked on the lip, you just hold it alongside the boat and turn the jig head.
Turn the jig head and pop it off.
Right in. Yep.
You don't even take them out of the water.
Even my treble hooks for bass and rockfish, I tend to pinch all those barbs down.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me.
It's a whole lot easier.
Yep. All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, you got it.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Look who's here. Captain Don.
Let me see. Yeah, I brought one home with me. And on the weekend, they have the crawlers. They have those, like, type crawlers with the swirls.
Yeah.
And only on the weekend.
Yeah. Was there a crawler in there? Yeah, we had a crawler. Chris ate it.
Big word on had.
Had, yeah.
I'm just getting off of the beltway on Racers Town Road, so I guess I won't be able to get it. Is that it?
That's right. Did you? No, it's gone. Did you try their elephant ears?
No.
The reason I went in there is one of my callers was Frank from Easton, guy I turkey hunted with. He said go try them out, and I did. And I said, you know. Huh. And Dave came out and he says, I'm a fisherman. You know, I listen to your show and I want to be a sponsor. And I said, we'll treat you right.
There you go.
So. All right, buddy.
Well, I spent 3 days, the better part of 3 days last week, just cruising through the Blackwater, through that area, Wingate.
Isn't that a wild area down there?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And there are guided, we're not guided, there are tours that are written up if you go into the Blackwater Visitor Center, which is a wonderful, wonderful place to go.
Yep. Marcia Pradines is the manager down there. She's been a guest on the show, turkey hunter, deer hunter. I mean, she's a great gal. And, we love her. So, and she's doing a lot with that Blackwater area down there.
It's a gem, one of Maryland's gems.
It is indeed.
One of our two
federal wildlife refuges.
Okay.
Did you know where the other one is?
Is it further down on the eastern shore?
No.
Well, then I don't get the brass ring.
Nope. Eastern Neck Island.
Huh. So that's close.
Rock Hall, outside of Rock Hall.
Oh, okay.
That way. Yep.
Well, I'll have to get over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did some snakehead fishing right there.
How'd you do? Tell me how you did.
I didn't catch any.
Ah.
But the guy I was with caught three.
Uh-huh.
And he filleted them up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a big fish eater.
Yep.
But last night, I kind of broiled it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put some seasoning on top.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Oh. It was great. It was white. Flaky, tasty meat.
Once again,
I'm not a big fish eater,
right.
But it was great. It was really good.
Dijonnaise or mayonnaise when you put it under the broiler. It keeps the fish moist, it forms a little crust, and it just kind of goes away, but it adds a little moisture to it.
Hmm.
Do it with rockfish, it's wonderful.
Well, I was down at Taylor's Island also.
Taylor's Island, yeah.
Taylor's Island, lots of crabbing going on down there.
Yeah, Taylor's Island, family campground. Talked to Bruce Colson yesterday.
Well, so. They got it going on down there. It's
a
neat place. People are friendly.
Yep.
I found people to be friendly. And I was talking to one of the captains who had his boat pulled up behind the firehouse there.
Yeah, at probably Chapel Cove Marina.
Well,
yep.
And as we were talking, there was a bit of a splash in the water, and he looked down, and he said, there's a snake head right there.
How about that?
I looked down, and it kind of looks like a pike or a pickerel.
Yeah, they do.
When you see it in the water.
Yeah. Did you try any topwater baits?
I tried one of those,
Chatterbait? Buzzbait?
Yeah, like actually, I got it at Clyde.
Yeah.
It's a chatter thing.
Chatterbait, yeah.
I use them for rock up here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't do any good, and I even tried like a little simulated eel and some simulated minnows. But, you know, it's funny. There's a guy down there. You call him on the phone, and he will deliver bullhead minnows to wherever you are as long as you're not actually on the Blackwater property.
Right.
Yeah, so I found that to be interesting.
And it is.
I was just full of information and helpful and everything else.
Cool.
So,
all right, buddy. Thank you, Captain Don.
Okay. Take care.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. I've got to do our last commercial break. Chesapeake Outdoors is waiting. And they're rigged up for rockfish. They got plenty of lures for rockfish and plenty of technique because they're right there. Not in the epicenter of it, but, you know, if you want to stop there, they can give you a lot of advice. And rockfish, too. Custom bucktails and parachutes and umbrellas, custom planing boards. Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies right there at exit 39B, right off Route 50 East. That's called Dominion Road. You turn in there at the Exxon station. The 7-Eleven's on your left. You go to the light, you make the right. I take the shortcut, though, behind the Exxon in through the parking lot. Don't tell anybody. Behind the pet shop. Shh.
Be very, very quiet.
Be very, very quiet while hunting walkfish. So, therefore, when you go there, you're going to find a myriad of hunting and fishing supplies, including crossbows and guns and you surprised I knew that word, myriad?
Yes.
I even know the word plethora, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I am impressed.
Three syllables in them are words.
Okay, you talk real good.
I talk real good, don't I? Like I'm real educated. That's another three-syllable word, at least. Chesapeake Outdoors. Where was I? Shotguns, ammo, calls, and camo, right? Is that what I was going to say?
And you were also talking about the amount of fishing gear that they've got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, rods, reels, and tackle for the bay and tidal rivers and freshwater and live and frozen bait and replace the line on your trolling reel if you need it. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives for those of you who fillet and release. Don't forget your Chesapeake Outdoors t-shirt. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
Active weather pulls east and a wet forecast this weekend with rain and potentially severe storms rolling up from the southwest today into tonight. Our temperatures in the upper 70s, near 80 degrees this afternoon with widespread rains, some with heavy downpours and the potential for inches of rain in some of these downpours. More showers tomorrow on Sunday, 66. We clear out Monday, Tuesday, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Today, May 4th, is World Naked Gardening Day. If you enjoy gardening, clothed or naked, or just like having pretty flowers around, go to Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. They've got a gazillion, maybe two gazillion, beautiful flowers. Their greenhouses are... Is there more than one gazillion? Can you have two gazillion?
And three and four and five gazillion.
Really? Okay. Well, they got that many. Plants and flowers, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Annuals by the pack, by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, you name it, they carry even the proven winter brand specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelons and cantaloupes and much, much more, including hot peppers and even herbs. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. For you GPSers, it's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. Drive right to the greenhouse to make your selection. If you get off of exit 12 and you don't see the 8 or 9 greenhouses and the big produce barn, you went the wrong damn way. How do you like that? You can drive right to the greenhouses or make your selections. Give them a call, 410-969-5909. Think about flowers. Think about plants from Papa John's for your garden, for your church. Hey, you know what? Mother's Day, the world's largest day for giving away flowers. Yep, May 12th, next Sunday. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It will grow on you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Clyde Sports Shop. Is that where I'm going?
Yes.
Okay, and you visited there the other day.
Yes.
And
wonderful experience.
Yes, and when I say everything you could need, one, or imagine for fishing, they've got it, and crabbing as well. They got the pots and the traps and the nets and the lines and the bait and the neck, chicken necks if you need them for crabbing. And they even have their own seasoning and their steam pots and the whole deal right there at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, if you're going for snakeheads, they carry the big salty minnows, the salty shiners. That's what they call them. Yeah, they're a weird-looking deal, but I'll tell you what, snakeheads really love them. So check that out as well. Fishing license, rod and reel repairs, live bait, lures, hooks, lead weights, fishing tackle for perch, trout, bass, rockfish, and that includes bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes.